Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another week, another day, another moment for rehab. I'm so happy to be back for another beautiful day, even though I'm pretty much beat and tired from the weekend past. And, you know, but rehab don't stop for me, because rehab is not about me. Rehab is about you. Getting your 15 minutes of peace. If you never listened to rehab before, or you don't know what rehab is about, this is your first time in rehab. Rehab has rules. And the rules are pretty simple. No judgment. Zero worries. Zero cares. Zero problems. Zero BS, because we don't curse in rehab. Maybe you curse in your rehab, but you keep that to yourself, because sometimes cursing can come with a little negative thing, and all the time in rehab, excuse me, my voice is going to be a little messed up today. Like I said, I had a long weekend. Sometimes in rehab, we just want nothing but positivity. All the time. Not sometimes, all the time. So how you doing? Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Before I ask you about your day, you can come into rehab now because you left all those things outside of the door of rehab. Get comfortable. Lay down. Sit back. Put your feet up. Do whatever you need to do to be comfortable in your time of rehab. So, okay. Now I can ask you, how was your day? How was your last past week? Was it crazy? Was it bad? But think about it this way. You made it another week. You made it to another day. You made it to rehab, which is a beautiful thing. Me personally, oh, what a weekend I had. I'm still tired. Was it Tuesday? It feels like it should be Wednesday or Thursday or something. I need another weekend. And, you know, I enjoy myself. I go see family and friends. Well, mostly, no, all friends. I like to consider my friends as family, because I have a real friend. I have what we call a friend. Is an important thing to me. It might not be important to you, which I understand. You have obligations and things. But it's important to me to have close family and close friends. And so I visited some friends in the place, and I had a really good time. And so, you know, riding up there, because I took a plane up there. But when we were out there, we were riding in traffic. And a lot of times you ride in traffic, you just want to go around people or ride the shoulder or drive crazy. But, you know, you can't do that as much as you want, especially in road range, especially if you're trying to go somewhere. You don't want to try to use your car as a monster truck and drive over other cars. It just wouldn't work. You'll run into the back of their bumper. You get in an accident. You got to spend an hour in traffic trying to explain why you ran into the back of somebody's bumper because you just wanted to get out of traffic. Sometimes you have to just go with the flow. And it's annoying, because the traffic is annoying to sit in. It really is. You want to get around traffic. You want to drive in the shoulder. You want to yell at somebody to get out the way. But most of the time in traffic, you just have to let the traffic flow and go with the flow. And I compare that to life. You know, you have the flow of conversation. You talk, I talk. You talk, I talk. Matter of fact, let me rephrase that, because it's not just about talking when you converse with somebody. It's you talk, I listen, I talk, you listen. That is how conversation is supposed to flow. When you're dancing, you move, I move. You step forward, I step back. I step back, you step forward. That's the flow of dancing. Maybe that's why the saying is, it takes two to tango, because you, if you're tangling by yourself, you're not paying attention to your partner, then it's you tangling by yourself. You're not going with the flow. You have a flow of a wave. And speaking of a wave, if this is your first time listening to Rehab, think of me as your lifeguard to peace. Because all I want for you is peace. I'm sharing my thoughts and insight on what it takes to get peace. And I just want you to have it too. So think of me as your lifeguard. You're in the water with peace. You can easily swim with peace and have peace. But a lot of times you want to fight against peace and start to drown a little bit. And that's when it's my job to jump off the lifeguard podium or whatever you want to call it and come get you and remind you that, hey, stop fighting the waves and go with the waves. Stop fighting the water. Stop fighting peace and just have peace. So around this time in the episode or in the show, whatever you want to call it, I just call it Rehab. Around this time of Rehab, I like to ask a simple question. I'm not trying to confuse anybody. I'm not trying to give anybody a hard test. I took enough tests in my life. I don't want to take any more. So the question this week is, do you have a flow? Or do you know how to flow? And you say, I don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about a flow. And your answer to that question is no. And then if you say no to that question, my backup question is, or my follow-up question is, why you have to have so much control? So I'll let you think about that. I'll be right back. Talking about flow, or letting things flow, or having a flow with life, because life is very complicated. You feel like you always have to be in control of it. I use the example of traffic, how you should just flow with the traffic instead of trying to drive over and around people, because you couldn't do that anyway. You get in an accident. There's a flow to dancing, where you dance with people. There's a flow with that. When you see waterfall and the water flows, water always flows. Isn't that interesting to notice or to realize that water never is wrong? And clouds as well, excuse me. Clouds flow perfectly. Sometimes they flow in groups. Sometimes they flow separately. There's always a flow to the nature and to the world we live in. But we're constantly trying to control something that we have no control over. So you have to just let things flow when you're texting somebody. They text you, you text back. They text you, you text back. Sometimes they text you, you don't respond. They text you, you don't respond. They text you, you don't respond. Then that person needs to know that you need no longer to text anymore. I've had plenty of friends show me texts where the person has literally had a conversation with yourself. That is not flow. You are not flowing. You have to remind yourself there's a flow to conversation, even in text messages. So there's a flow to life. You want, for example, when I went out with my friends, we went to some party at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and basically everybody's tired. I'm the only one forcing everybody to do something. And we get to the door, and the bouncer's already with attitudes, acting crazy. He put out a partition rope or whatever you want to call it, and we were the only people standing outside. He puts the rope out, and then my friend goes, "Hey, man, can he go inside? And can I go inside?" He's speaking for me, I guess. He said, "Can my friend go inside and just see what it's like in there before we decide to pay?" He said, "Hey, man," the bouncer said, "Hey, man, this ain't no peep show." Now, what does this have to do with flow? Think of it this way. If my friend continued to argue with the bouncer instead of just letting the flow be what it is, knowing the bouncer's trying to, you know, flex his authority, he's literally flexing at my friend because he had a too tight shirt on. So he's flexing at my friend, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going against the flow. If he decided to continue to argue with the bouncer, we might have had gotten a fight with a bouncer and got arrested or got locked up or somebody might have got hurt. So I decided to go with the flow and say, all right, we're not going to here. The bouncer's trying to prove a point. My friend's probably a little tired. He probably doesn't even want to do this right now. So instead of arguing back and forth about whether this shopping mall club is a peep show or not, we just decided to go home. And that's what I'm talking about with the flow. There's a flow to everything. If you sit back and watch, you can see the flow. When you dance with somebody, you can see the flow. When you talk to somebody, there's a flow to it. As you live your life, believe it or not, you live in a flow. You may think you live in a get up, take a shower, brush your teeth, eat some food, you know, go to work, but there's a flow to the whole thing. And you may believe you have a bunch of control over that, but little do you know, you could get in an accident that day. And sadly to say, that's part of the flow too. So you just have to understand there's a flow to it and what you're doing, and flow with it instead of trying to control it. Be like the beat with the wave instead of trying to fight against the wave, because all you're going to do is drown. You know, if life's not going to where you want it to go, find your flow. Find a way to flow. And then you're going to notice that life is slowly but surely going exactly how you want it to go. Now, let me rephrase that. It's not going to go exactly how you want it to go, but it's going to go much smoother than it was originally. Because, you know, you figure out as we get older and as we mature as people, you figure out who you are and what you like, what you don't like, what you like to eat, what you don't like to eat, who you like to be around, who you don't like to be around. And those things help you create a flow, a natural flow of life. And then all of a sudden, life, you and life are doing a tango. Life gives you something, you step back, you step up, life steps back. And all of a sudden you start to notice that it's just a flow. Everything's naturally flowing together. But as soon as you think you have control of everything, you got all of these things in order, you're some big shot with some big money, doing some big thing, you're going to disturb your flow because you done made it seem like you're the one in control of all of this. Well, it's much bigger than you. So you have to understand that what your flow is, go with your flow, and it'll make life a lot easier. Stop trying to fight the wave of life and flow with the wave of life, because that's the only way to peace. I've lived with a flow, in a flow type of lifestyle. Sure, it's not completely planned out like other people plan it out, but for some reason, I'm still here, still living in peace, and still wanting peace for other people. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in my life. So always remember to go with the flow and to get some peace. Until next week, peace be with you.